What is Bruce Pearl trying to say? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And real quick, Graham, before we hop into it, happy opening day to Braves fans.
I like that hat. Part two.
Thank you.
Part
Thank
two.
You. This opening is day, actually, part two. This is actually the World Series hat. For Ooh. The ones that can't see, I'm wearing the Braves World Series hat from, I believe it's, what, 2021?
2021, I think, is when we won.
Yeah, so fun time. Yeah,
Braves play tonight.
Yeah, opening night, or first game. So it's going to be fun.
I'm going to watch it. At least, yeah, no, I probably won't be able to watch it all.
I'll be at my dad's birthday dinner. It's my dad's birthday today, everyone. Wish my dad a happy birthday in the comments.
So. Happy birthday in comments in live chat right now.
Yeah, say happy birthday to Bubba. It'd mean a lot to me.
I'll be at a concert tonight, so I won't be able to watch the game.
Where are you going?
Do you know... It's a little band. They're called Brook and the Bluff.
Oh yeah, I know Brook and the Bluff.
Yeah, they're playing.
You cut out for a minute. I was like, "What?" Said, "You know." It was like, "Do you know?" I was like,
"Yeah, they're playing in Avondale tonight." So
yeah, I have a buddy of mine that's a big Brook and the Bluff fan, and I like their music too. It's good driving music for sure.
Very.
Graham, let's just hop right into it. So last night, Bruce Pearl sent some comments about. Loyalty in regards to the UNC coaching vacancy with Herbert Davis. And apparently this was said last night, and the place we were watching the game at last night, they had a TV on and then one further off in the room, but the volume wasn't up and they were playing Creed. So like, we're trying to watch games. It's like, with arms wide open. It's like, what are we doing?
So
like,
let's go there.
Yeah. I'm like, what? I'm like trying to watch
a mistake.
I'm sitting there trying to watch Armageddon and it's like there. Creed going on in the background. It's like, goodness.
Let's gracious. Ask, can we stay?
No, I'm just kidding. I was about to belt it. Oh man. We didn't want to get copyrighted. Bruce Pearl last night, he basically, they were going around the table with the crew and he was saying, you know, or everyone was giving their takes and whatnot. And then they got to Bruce and this is the quote. I'll read the quote out. So Bruce Pearl last night said, "I just hate hearing the words Herbert Davis was fired at UNC. That sentence right there bothers me to my core. That's why I'm sitting here, guys. That's part of the reason why I'm sitting here, because there's no loyalty anymore." So he says that, and everyone and their mom lost their
Auburn fans start to mind. Freak out. And
yes, panic. Auburn like, fans were losing their mind.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Loyalty?
What did he say?
There's no loyalty anymore. You're talking about when the NCAA like put a probation, like the fan base didn't stick behind you, and the university. Didn't stick behind you. They gave you an extension, mind you, too, after all that had happened.
Auburn fans got pretty upset on social media last night in general.
Yeah, and you had
people. Happy campers.
Yeah, and you had people like, there was a tweet. We had talked about it before we went on air, but Kevin Skarbanski was like, "What are you talking about?" Like, all these people were just like hammering Bruce last night and this morning. Well, he went on a local show here in Birmingham the next round on an interview this morning, cleared it up, and he basically said Auburn, he basically was like, I guess in the, not really backtracking, because I think what he was trying to say was basically the similar reason why Nick Saban is out of coaching right now. Yeah. Because of NIL. He kind of
said like all this, Auburn fans getting angry and disappointed and frustrated at me, like it's nonsense. Like y'all took what I said way out of context. I need to clean this up.
And this was his quote.
He even said that it made him upset that Auburn fans were like questioning his loyalty and stuff.
I think it has a lot to do with just how the season has gone and people are frustrated. Even though we are in the NIT Final Four, it's not the actual Final Four that matters. I understand that the frustration has been boiling all season long. People are just looking for a place to vent and go to, and I get it. I 100% get it. But this is what he said on the next round this morning. Auburn was loyal to me at a time when others weren't, and I was loyal to Auburn throughout my career. For anyone to suggest otherwise is a reach. That's also fair.
I about to say, that is a very true statement.
Yes, because you got to remember, at the end of the day, without Bruce Pearl, we're not having this conversation about, oh my gosh, this season is such a letdown. Can I give a name out that would be in Auburn fans' nightmares for years to come until we're off this earth? Tony Barbee. Anybody? I can't get past the fact that people are like thinking like, oh, we are in basketball purgatory right now. There's been worse years. There's been worse years. We couldn't be.
I mean, Bruce's first couple years were horrid.
Horrid, yes. Awful. Awful.
And like that's kind of like the loyalty thing right there. It's like, you know, Auburn fans, you know, stuck with Bruce through the hard times of Auburn, you know, like of the his first couple years where, man, like it was not fun.
Brutal.
And it just, I mean, every single year it just got a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better until Bruce finally had us on the national stage and got us to two Final Fours.
Yeah.
Like that's a like, lot of teams can't say that. A lot of so many teams.
A lot of teams can't say that. And, you know, I'm sure people will be in the comments lighting up whoever, you know, because that's just how this culture is about talking about sports and Auburn and specifically. But Bruce Pearl taking Auburn to two Final Fours, regardless of outcome, win or lose, he will get a statue at Auburn. It is inevitable. He will get a statue at Auburn. I think him and probably Jahni Broome should get a statue next to Charles Barkley's outside of Neville.
I just need Jahni Broome in the rafters. That's all I care.
Yeah, about. Retire number four. Like insane. But one of the best players.
It will happen. I think Jahni's jersey will get retired. I just don't. I think it might be a little bit, but I think.
Let's play predictor here. How many years you think until? Because this is the first year we haven't had him. So technically, this is 1 year.
I'd say give it like five more years.
That's where I'm at too. I think five or six, somewhere in there. But yeah, Bruce cleared up everything. Thank goodness. Because I was thinking like, is he gonna like just go with it and just own it with what he said? But I mean, it's one of those things too, and you have to look at it like this. And like I was saying earlier, in the context of what he was trying to say, yes, it came off as he was talking about the university was not loyal. Cleared it up. He was more talking about the whole NIL thing, trying to keep people present. That team that we had, while everyone, you know, if you're outside of the Auburn fandom and everyone in the fan base is like, oh, this team is just so special. And everyone outside is like, well, they didn't win like the big one when it mattered. Well, it was special because these players had been together forever, minus Chad Baker and Tahad. Like Jahni, Dylan, it was crazy. And Miles Kelly was outside of that too. But overall, like the team had been playing together and we watched them grow up in front of our eyes. And now I feel like it's going to be one of those things. I think we'll keep some people this coming offseason for sure. Especially like what we were talking about. You move Tahad to the two, get a true point guard in there, keep Overton, keep Freeman and Jovich, and potentially Sway. I don't know if he'll stay or not. If we get a big guy, you know, another big guy. But after that, just clean house and try to get some more guys that fit Steven's system in there. And I think Steven and the, you know, staff will adjust and get the guys that they need there, right? Because this team was just kind of all over the place this year. Yeah. So it's just it's a weird time in college sports. I think what Bruce, I'm glad he cleared it up. It makes a lot more sense now what he was saying. It's the same reason why Saban got out of coaching. He was tired of having to every offseason have to re-recruit players that are already on the roster, essentially. Yeah. Along with having to get new guys too.
Yeah, college sports are just like so different than what it was when he took the job at Auburn. You know what I mean? Like you had guys staying, you know, with you for 3 or 4 years and, you know, or like you'd get like you would recruit a guy and then he'd go pro. But like, that's, I mean, there's no like disloyalty there. Cause like, I mean, mm-hmm. for like a Jabari, I mean, and Jabari's even said in like, I think it was March Madness and during March Madness when we lost, I think maybe he said in a post-game interview, he was like, if I had to do this whole process over again, I'm choosing Auburn 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, I mean, he just loved Auburn and now you're not seeing that as much. And I feel like that final wave of, man, I just loved Auburn has kind of left. And I think that was last year, you know, with Dylan, who'd been here his entire time, with Simo, who was here his entire time. Mm-hmm. With Janai, who was here for 3 years. There's so many more that, you know, I can't name off the top of my head right now. I mean,
Jay Will,
who was here for forever. My goodness. Yeah. I mean, Wendell Green, mm-hmm. like, you know, those guys stayed at Auburn and they wanted to be at Auburn. Cause they loved Auburn. And hopefully that continues. I'm not so sure that it will, but hopefully it continues. I mean, especially with this group, hopefully we keep, you know, some of these guys. And if that's the case, then I'm going to be, you know, super happy. Like that's the fact that we, you know, like maybe like I want them to prove me wrong. You know what I mean? But like until right. I see that happen, it's just been so common in college sports and college basketball right now that, you know, it's almost a new team every single year. Every mm-hmm. other year, it's going to be a brand new team. And that's just kind of how it's going to be now. I mean, with the transfer portal the way it is, with the NIL the way it is, just what we're going to see.
Yeah, and I just, again, that I'm glad he clarified what, you know, he said on air on TNT, TBS, True TV, whatever channel that it was on, because it's on multiple channels, right? And, I'm just glad he cleared it up, because it was going to be just a massive PR nightmare for Bruce if he didn't clear it up. And I'm glad he did and clarified what he was trying to say. Cause I personally was like, Bruce, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? So yeah, but Graham, you know what doesn't need convincing to wear all the time?
Me to buy Roback.
Yeah, Roback. That's exactly right. Go to roback.com, use code BARN20 to get 20% off your next order. They have some new polos in stock. Just got the notification yesterday. Great time to pick up a couple of polos for the upcoming Easter season. They have an Easter collection going out, it looks like, as well as the Auburn hoodie you see on screen. Me and Graham have the navy version. Very lightweight, very, very versatile. You can wear it at night, wear it during the day, doesn't matter. Temperature, it's very, the material is very thin, so you can get away with it on these hot days that, you know, come in and out through Alabama. And it's just great quality stuff, and you're not going to regret it. Again, that is BARN20 to get 20% off your next order at roback.com. We're very thankful for Roback and their partnership with the Barn and the Barn Social Hour. Graham, Auburn basketball also made I don't know if you call it a splash, but it made headlines yesterday. We have officially hired a GM, which is great. It needed to happen. He is from Louisville. You want to talk about that just for a second? As far as...
To be honest, I don't know a ton about him. I mean...
Yeah.
I've tried doing a little bit of research, but I mean, it's... I'm excited. I mean, like, obviously, like, having a GM in this day and age of college sports is super, super important. I mean, football already has one. Most football programs have one. Most basketball programs have them too, but... It's just super, super necessary to have a GM now in college athletics, because you need someone that's going to help run the roster. I mean, you know, like you need, it used to be where, and I just kind of talked about this, but it used to be where like you had some guys come in, right? And then they were there for a couple of years. You were always bringing in more guys, but like you didn't have to worry about having to rebuild the entire roster every single year. Mm-hmm. And so bringing in a guy like this is going to help, you know, Steven get out there, recruit, but also help him just coach basketball. Having someone like that's just someone's sole focus is you know, rebuilding this roster.
Right.
And that hopefully allows Steven to spend more time on the basketball aspect of things. I mean, and don't get me wrong, Steven still has to recruit.
Like, yeah.
You know, Steven, your head basketball coach still has to be a part of, like, you know, this whole process, but it just takes some of the pressure and some of the weight off of Steven.
Yeah, the GM.
To do that entire job. Because, I mean, it was like before having a GM, that was Steven's job. Steven right. had to worry about the, you know, the roster reload as well as coaching basketball. Now he has someone who can solely worry about the roster reload, and Steven can kind of come in and just like check in and see where the things are at, and then go talk to whoever he needs to. But then he can just focus on coaching basketball. And I think that's really important for someone who's about to be in his second year as head coaching. I mean,
yeah.
If I'm being so honest, man, I wish we had that last year. So then Steven could have focused more on basketball this year. And I'm not saying Steven wasn't focusing on basketball at all. And like, honestly, I don't even know how much he was really recruiting. We didn't hear a ton about basketball, you know, recruits and stuff like that during this season so far. But I think it's just going to be really nice to have this role now.
Yeah, no, and I agree. I wish, because if you look at Louisville's roster for basketball this year, I mean, they made the tournament and they were hot throughout the whole year. So this guy knows what he's doing. And I forgot to say his name whenever I was when I brought up the topic to start. His name is Brian Kloman. I hope I'm saying that last name right, from Louisville. So yep. Congrats on the getting hired at Auburn. Can't wait to see what you bring to the table, Mr. Kloman. We are eagerly waiting to see what moves you make next. It's gonna be fun, and I think some people like this guy a lot from what I've read. I mean, he seems legit. So, but yeah, I agree with you. It's gonna help kind of get organized better and take a load off of Steven's shoulder so he can focus on head coaching, and this GM can organize, hey, we need to go talk to this guy. Also, this guy is trying to transfer out here. Let's go grab him. We need this guy, you know, plug and play, see what we can do and go from there. And I think that's huge that we're getting a GM. I really do. But speaking of basketball, more basketball, we have a matchup tomorrow night, I believe, at 8:30 against Illinois State.
Is it tomorrow?
I think so. No, wait, no.
I'm tripping. No, it's April 2nd. I was about to say, is it April 1st already?
Sorry. Apologies. It has been, I feel like this last week of March has lasted 4 months. I'm not even kidding. It has been the longest week, I swear. But April 2nd, playing Illinois State, NIT Final Four. Going to be a fun matchup. It's over there in Indy. More than likely, we'll have a barn cast. I'm hoping to be there. I might be in Orlando, though. I'm not sure. The Artemis launch is back on. So me and my dad are potentially going to go geek out in Orlando and watch history.
I got to see the last launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery. Now, they had a couple of them. Mm-hmm. I got to see the last one for Discovery back in, like, 2010. Or 11 or something.
That's cool.
It was awesome. It was really cool. Was young. I was very young, but I remember it pretty well, actually. It's one of those core memories I have.
Yeah. Whenever I told you this last night, we were watching the game, I feel like everyone at the table looked at me like I had a horn growing out of my face when I said, yeah, I would like to go to space one day just to go.
I was in agreement with you.
I'm not trying to go to deep space and like find Galactus, like the Fantastic Four, you know what I'm saying? I would just like to be outside of like the atmosphere of Earth just to like see the whole rock that we're sitting on right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I told you, I was like, if you could guarantee me safety and I would not die 100%, no doubt, send me in space yesterday. I would love to go up there. Like, if I knew for a fact I would go up, be okay, and then make it back to Earth completely fine, without a doubt, 100% guaranteed, bro, I would love it. I would love going to see space so much.
Yeah,
it would be so cool.
Anytime I see anything like space, like NASA, SpaceX, you name it, I get chills every time I see it. Cause it's like, especially with SpaceX with like the being able to like launch boosters and then come back down and land in one piece.
They land, or like now they can just catch them.
Yeah.
They're catching them now. They're not even landing them. Like the Starship, whatever, they're just catching it. It's crazy.
Odell Beckhaming the booster in the air.
I mean, like, the thing's not even hitting the ground again. They just have these little arms that just grab it. So cool.
Yeah. What planet, like, if you were to go as far as, like, to pick what planet as far you would want to travel to, where would you go?
Considering that there's only really one planet that we can physically walk on.
Yeah.
I'd have to be Mars.
Yeah.
That's the only one. Like, if we go to, you know, Mercury or Venus, we're just going to burn to death. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just not physically possible. Then the rest of them are just not, they don't even have land. They're just gas.
Yeah. I would say Mars, either that, or I would go to the moon for real.
I mean, yeah, it'd have to be. I mean, like, you can't land on Saturn or Neptune or Jupiter or the other one.
I'm trying to find the other one. I personally, this is the nerd in me. I want to go to Titan really bad.
Is that a moon?
Yeah, it's a moon outside of Saturn.
That would be okay. That's not a planet, but that would be sick because when you look up, you see like the rings of Saturn and Saturn, like that would be.
I'd lose my mind. And like you were saying, the guarantee of a, you know, safety, I would like to at least be far enough away to where we couldn't get brought in. But I'd like to see like a gargantua like black hole. That would be. I know that's like.
No thanks. Super, I choose life.
No thanks. I choose life. I'm 50-50 on that one. I would like to see it with my own eyes, but at the same time, I feel like it's very unrealistic to get that close in real life to a black hole without getting just absolutely sucked into nothingness. You know what I mean? Infinite nothingness. But yeah, as far as Auburn sports go, again, we got a lot going on. Big
Auburn series. Baseball plays tonight. Yeah. We play big Bama. Series. The Iron Bowl of baseball is starting tonight.
Big series. Your top five baseball team, Auburn Tigers, are headed to Tuscaloosa for a series against the Crimson Tide. It's going to be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. We got that. The Stallions start tonight.
So much sports is happening tonight.
I know, man.
Brigham Stallions play tonight. The Braves play tonight. March Madness is tonight. Golly. Yeah.
We get more seats.
I can't watch any of it. I'm not going to be able to watch any of it. I'm so upset.
DVRs are a beautiful thing, but I don't rewatch games after I know the score. It's just
hard to do that.
It's hard to do.
My dad watches live. I'm so sorry.
My dad will do that where it's like we'd go to an Auburn game, right? It'd be like Auburn, Oklahoma, where Peyton Thorne threw the pick six. He's like, yeah, I recorded the game so I can go back and watch it. I said, why on earth would you want to rewatch that again?
Okay, I will say, like the Texas A&M game from a couple years ago, I have not rewatched the whole game, but like I'll go back and watch the highlights of that game.
Oh, like wins, yeah. But if we're like getting mollywopped by Oklahoma, I'm good. I'm not going to watch that again.
Yeah, no, I would never lose. Never.
I rewatched the 2014 or 2013 Texas A&M game. I can't remember. It was whenever we went and Sammy Coates threw that guy down like a rag doll.
I think it was 2013.
Like the second play in, and
it makes sense if it was 2013 because we were just unreal that year.
Yeah, we went and punched him in the mouth early up there in Kyle Field. But again, if you like
against Manziel, wasn't it?
Yeah, John Manziel was there because he got hurt, and remember they had to like go in the locker room and give him some pain shots, and he came back out, and we swallowed him behind the line of scrimmage. So. It was,
we have a history of quarterbacks getting hurt against us and then coming back out and playing. Remember Missouri?
Two years ago,
Brady Cook went to the hospital and he looked at the TV and said, nah, I ain't done. And then just came back and beat us. I was so frustrated and mad when I heard that he went to the hospital and then came back.
It's just the pain of being an Auburn fan, dude. Doesn't happen to any other team. It's just how it is, man. Cause this is Auburn.
Yeah. How many teams can say they had a player against them go to the hospital and then come back and then beat you?
Zero.
I don't think that's happening.
Big old fat zero is what? Dude, like, unreal. Unbelievable.
I don't remember his injury either. I don't even like remember.
It was enough to send him
to the hospital and they.
Wasn't it ribs or something? Had to do with ribs or a lung or I don't know. Anyway, if you like what you hear, like what we talk about, and check out other podcasts.
Did you see Village Vice yesterday? I was dying laughing.
Dude, Village Vice is one of my favorite things to watch daily.
When Zach panned the camera over, if you haven't seen Village Vice yesterday, go watch it.
Go do it.
Zach and Brad were like doing Village Vice in Brad's office at the same time, but from like different computers. and Zach just like pans the camera over, and then Brad, you just see Brad turn and wave, and I was so caught off guard. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. If you haven't seen that, go watch it and give it a like.
Yeah. Again, go subscribe to The Barn. We have podcasts like this one you're watching right now, The Barn Social Hour with me and Graham. You also have Village Vice, like we were just talking about with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law, the Top Button Podcast with Kyle Rush, aka Charlie Five, and the Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera. So we got a lot of content on here for y'all to consume. We're we're inching closer and closer to A-Day, and then after A-Day, it'll feel like it's a downhill slope from there to get to football season. So it's going to be fun. We appreciate y'all bearing with us as we get closer to football season. Thank goodness Bruce clarified his comments today, because I was very concerned. We were talking about, let's talk about this. I was like, I really hope he comes out with a statement, because a lot of people are going to be just pissed off just because.
You're about to make a lot of people angry with that comment, but you fixed it, cleared it all up.
Thank goodness.
No one's mad at each other anymore.
Yeah, thank goodness. And I don't get it twisted. I love Bruce. I think he was best thing to happen to Auburn, especially for basketball, potentially ever for the basketball program. And I will die on that hill regardless of what, you know, as far as position he's put Steven in and all that. And I just, I appreciate what he's done for Auburn so, so much. Without him, we wouldn't be having the conversation anyway. Let's just call it like it is. But again, if you like what you hear, like what you see, like and subscribe, follow, subscribe anywhere you listen to your podcast. We greatly appreciate everyone that listens. We hope everyone has a great weekend. Again, lots of sports going on. Braves start tonight. Birmingham Stallions start tonight. Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Auburn baseball playing in Tuscaloosa. Lots going on this weekend. If you're a sports fan, you're in heaven right now. So, again, thank you so much for watching, and we will see y'all next week for a fresh new batch of shows. And as always, War Damn, see y'all next time.
Goodbye.